Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anvitas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, April 14th, 2021. Welcome to Day 85. The Inspector General of the U.S. Capitol Police found that the agency's leaders failed to adequately prepare for the January 6th attack, despite being warned that Congress itself is the target. In a 104-page document, Michael Bolton criticized the way the Capitol Police prepared for and responded to the violence, finding that heavier, less lethal weapons, including stun grenades, were not used that day because of orders from leadership. The IG report also found that some police equipment was at least 20 years old, including riot shields that shattered on impact. Meanwhile, hundreds of U.S. corporations and executives signed onto a statement opposing any discriminatory legislation that would make it harder for people to vote. "We stand for democracy," the statement reads. "We all should feel a responsibility to defend the right to vote and to oppose any discriminatory legislation or measures that restrict or prevent any eligible voter from having an equal and fair opportunity to cast a ballot." The statement comes as Republicans have tried to enact new, restrictive voting rules in almost every single state. Senior Republicans, including Trump and Mitch McConnell, have also called for companies to stay out of politics. Moving on, the former Minnesota police officer who shot and killed Dante Wright during a traffic stop was arrested and charged with second-degree manslaughter. Kim Potter resigned from the Brooklyn Center Police Department on Tuesday. Under Minnesota law, a person convicted of second-degree manslaughter can face up to 10 years behind bars and a fine of up to $20,000. Back in D.C., the U.S. Senate will take up the COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act. The bill intends to combat violence against Asian Americans by designating a Justice Department employee to expedite the review of hate crimes that are reported to police during the pandemic. The Stop AAPI hate organization documented at least 3,795 attacks from last March to February 2021. At least 60 senators are needed to advance the legislation, which would require bipartisan support. Meanwhile, the House Judiciary Committee will vote on legislation to create a commission to study the implications of slavery and develop reparations proposals for African Americans. If approved by the committee, as expected, it would set up a floor vote on the measure. The legislation has been stalled in the House for nearly 30 years. And finally, Representative Matt Gaetz' associate has been cooperating with the Justice Department since last year. Joel Greenberg has been providing investigators with information about encounters that he and Gaetz had with women who were given cash or gifts in exchange for sex. Federal prosecutors are investigating allegations that Gaetz had sex with an underage girl who was 17 at the time, as well as with women who are provided drugs and money in violation of sex trafficking and prostitution laws. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anvitas.